You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on November 18th, 2018, the 26th Sunday after Pentecost, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come, for nations will rise upon against nations and kingdoms against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, you know the definition of an optimist, don't you? It's the eight-year-old boy who wakes up really early on the morning of his birthday because he's so excited. He looks out his bedroom window only to find a big pile of manure in the yard just outside. And he runs downstairs, he grabs a shovel, and he starts merrily shoveling away. His friend from next door walks over and asks, "Oh, what are you doing?" And the little boy looks up at him with a big grin on his face and says, "I know there's got to be a pony under there somewhere." I was reminded of that old story this week when I came to this morning's gospel reading. There's got to be a pony in there somewhere, right? The 13th chapter of Mark's gospel is an example of apocalyptic literature. Now, often when we think about an apocalypse, we might think about interplanetary warfare or Marvel Comics superheroes or zombies with those vacant eyes that are decimating entire cities or nuclear war that destroys the planet. But apocalyptic literature isn't really about end times. No, it's about uncovering what's right in front of us. It's about finding what appears to be hidden and to get some insight, to receive a revelation, to see reality as we've never seen it before. In this morning's gospel reading, what the disciples see is one of the seven great wonders of the ancient world, the Jerusalem Temple. It was built with huge stones. It was indestructible, permanent, a symbol of spiritual glory and pride. That's what the disciples see. But that's not what Jesus sees. Jesus sees ruin. He sees rubble, destruction, fragility, impermanence. Jesus sees change. Not one stone will be left on another. All will be thrown down, Jesus tells the disciples. And Jesus is inviting the disciples to look beyond the surface of things, to see what God is, to see that God is bigger than even the most glorious temple. "Look, teacher," say the disciples, "what large stones, what large buildings." Yet it's all passing away. And Mark's gospel was written in the years 67 to 70. And during those years, a group of Jewish revolutionaries known as the Zealots had gone into rebellion against Rome. Their rebellion was crushed by the Romans, and the Romans destroyed the Jerusalem temple. They turned it into rubble. Mark's audience was living in the midst of this conflagration. They know the reality of destruction. But where's the hope? Where's the pony? The hint's in the last sentence in which Jesus says, "This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." Out of this conflagration, out of this destruction of the illusion of human grandeur and permanence, God is stripping away the illusions so that something new can be born. And what might that be? Well, we're living in hard times right now, aren't we? Fires, floods, drought, displacement, sickness, conflict, economic uncertainty. We begin each of our staff meetings here at St. Thomas with a brief period in which we all share what's on our hearts and minds. This past Thursday morning, as we went around the table, we heard concern and worry about loved ones in the midst of the California wildfires, friends and family struggling to recover from the devastation of Hurricane Michael, a loved one who just received a cancer diagnosis, another loved one with an as yet undiagnosed illness, but which appeared to be very serious. Conflagration and destruction. Where does hope lie? Now, after we put all these anxious worries on the table, another theme emerged. And this will tell you something about our remarkable staff here at St. Thomas. And that theme was resilience, hope, searching for grace in the midst of loss and destruction. That's where our staff went. Reminded me of something I once heard the great Trappist monk and mystic Brother David Steindl-Rast say, "There's grace in every package, no matter how ugly the wrapping. There's grace in every package, no matter how ugly the wrapping." Somewhere underneath that pile of manure, if we look long enough, and if we look with the eyes of faith and trust, we might just find that pony. Or maybe even something better. Something new is being born in the midst of all the disaster and conflagrations now. Maybe, in fact, I'd say it's likely. We just can't see it yet. But that's our resurrection faith. In the midst of the worst thing that could ever happen, which was God being killed on a cross by human arrogance and cruelty, came the best thing that could ever happen. Something new was being born. Out of the ashes, out of the conflagration. That's our hope as Christians. In a few moments, we're going to be invited to bring our pledge cards forward as we come to the altar to share this sacramental meal that our Lord prepares for us each Sunday. As we place our pledge cards in the baskets, we'll be reminded that our commitment of our financial resources to the work we're doing here at St. Thomas is a sacrament itself. Our pledges to the ministry done in Jesus' name here at St. Thomas really are an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. That's how the prayer book defines a sacrament, an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. And this sacramental sharing of money and this sacramental sharing of a meal, we're celebrating community. And we're celebrating a particular kind of community. We're celebrating Christian community. Now, I, for one, am extraordinarily grateful for this Christian community. You've inspired me with your commitment to service. You've inspired me with your compassion for the ones who are less fortunate than we are. You've inspired me with your thirst for learning and study of the Bible. You've inspired me with your support for the experiences for our children and youth of what it means to grow in love and service and grace with our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Thomas is my home. And my gratitude for this Christian community is deep. Zani joins me in this gratitude, of course. She said many times that St. Thomas would be her spiritual home, even if I didn't work here. So our gratitude for this place calls from us a response. In fact, it calls from us many responses. But on this day, our response is gratitude. It's being reflected in the pledge card that we'll place in one of these baskets in just a moment. Gratitude for this Christian community, where we've known the love of the Lord Jesus in the hands and faces of so many of you. Gratitude for our Christian home. In the darkest days of World War II, Winston Churchill said something to the British nation that we would do well to remember in these days that seem to be filled with fires and floods and conflagration. "When you're going through hell," Churchill said, "keep on going. Resilience, hope, grace to be found in the ugliest package, the pony under the manure pile." It's these discoveries of what's really real that are so often found in Christian community, in a place where we come together in Jesus' name to hold each other, to care for each other, to walk alongside each other, to carry each other's baggage when it's just too damn heavy. That's this community. That's St. Thomas. So when it feels like we're going through hell, well, we've got friends who will go there with us. Christian community, this community, is the pony at the bottom of the pile. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.